this day in 1957, Laura Branigan, with the hit song Gloria, which became an anthem for the St. Louis Blues for some reason. I read the backstory, I forget it, during the Blues run to the Stanley Cup Championship about a year or two ago. Also a number four hit with Self Control in 1984. Laura Branigan died of a brain aneurysm in August of 2004. Born on this day, though, in 1957. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show as we bring you into the Independence Day weekend. Joined by Dr. Lauren A. Wright, Associate Research Scholar, Lecturer at Princeton. Teaches the presidency and executive power there. Also her book, Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. Follow her on Twitter, at Dr. Lauren A. Wright. Dr. Wright, thanks for joining us again on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Happy 4th of July weekend.
To you as well. Since the last time we talked on Friday, Joe Biden made his first appearance in front of the media in 89 or 90 days. I'm not sure which one is the correct count. It's been a while. It's been about 3 months since he was in front of the media taking some questions and giving some answers. What was your impression of what you saw from Joe Biden this week?
You know, I watched it very closely, and I particularly watched his answer on the Confederate statues being torn down, which I was surprised to see that he hasn't gotten more criticism because, well, you know, I'll start from the beginning. He said there has to be a distinction between Confederate generals and Jefferson and Washington. Fine, let's hear the argument. That's a valid argument. But then he went on to say, in addition to one party supporting secession and one keeping the country together, they had, you know, Washington and Jefferson had distasteful pasts. And I'm shocked that, I mean, maybe I just haven't seen it enough. I know it's been covered. But I don't know if that's adequate right now. And if it wasn't for President Trump's own inadequate responses to the civil unrest that we're seeing, I think it would have maybe gotten more attention. I think he has to really hone that message.
And that is one area in which you, if you're not campaigning for literally 3 months, you know, even for a guy who's been at it for as long as Joe Biden has, skills aren't quite as sharp as they had been when you talk about messaging and exactly what you want to get across to people. That's one of those things that might be of note to watch in the future, too.
Point, but if he was going to prepare for one question,
yes,
you know,
right,
this would be the question. It's delicate. People are sensitive about it. It's on everybody's mind in the news, and he should have been better prepared. I believe he should, and so he should prepare in the future to get, you know, much more specific questions about that because it's a major issue that we're dealing with right now.
How did you feel about his performance overall from the standpoint? Look, the president, his campaign is making a lot about, you know, Joe Biden not being prepared, not being mentally adequate to take on the job. Do you think he did anything to dispel that? Do you think we'll see him take part in the full round of debates coming up this fall?
I do. And, you know, I'm not a professional and I won't comment on either candidate's mental fitness, but Joe Biden being a gaffe machine, which obviously from time to time, you know, at best it freaks people out, at worst it offends voters. That, when you have a president saying things like maybe we should explore injection of disinfected, kind of goes out the window. I mean, both of these candidates have their fair share of, you know, I'll generously call it stumbles, and there's plenty of scrutiny to go around there.
How much distance will Joe Biden be able to put between him and the farther left wing of the Democratic Party at this point, which, you know, whether it's AOC or someone else who's kind of taking up the policy, those policy proposals they're moving forward? Joe Biden, of course, would like to consider himself and like voters to consider him likely as more of a center-left kind of guy. But when the policy proposals are being driven by many on the left wing of the party, how distant can Joe Biden stay from them during the course of the campaign?
That's a great question. question. I mean, the trade-off is one of energy and getting young people engaged and being practical and not making promises you absolutely cannot keep. He cannot keep a promise on Medicare for All if he goes there. He cannot keep a promise on the Green New Deal. He's been in Washington and in politics long enough to know that those proposals are not feasible in Congress. And so he does represent this wing of the party, the Nancy Pelosi wing, that focuses on what can we get done. And he seems to be presenting himself thus far as a moderate candidate, and I'm sure his campaign has thought a lot about that. But he doesn't want to alienate the left wing so much that they won't vote for him. I don't think that's as much of a risk, just because the alternative, I don't see those people voting for Donald Trump no matter what. And young people, unfortunately, I wish it wasn't true, don't turn out reliably. They haven't been in recent years.
Dr. Lauren A. Wright, Associate Research Scholar, lecturer at Princeton, with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Your book, Star Power, American Democracy in the Age of the Celebrity Candidate. I'm not sure this is an exact fit, but maybe close. Politico story yesterday. Tucker Carlson 2024, the GOP is buzzing. Ratings have gone gangbusters. Many Republicans think he'd be a force in a Republican primary in 2024. Tucker has a background in politics. He's a talking head. He's not just a celebrity, quote unquote. But, you know, his main claim at this point, of course, is the TV show with 4 million plus viewers a night. Is he one of those celebrity candidates you might be talking about in Star Power?
I haven't thought about that before. Yes. So there's this kind of gray area with political entertainment and journalism, and people like Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson have been forthcoming about the fact that they are opinion oriented. So yes, that's a TV show. That's a great example of the overlap between entertainment and politics, and I'm sure he has a lot of those skills that tend to help a lot, especially if you're in a big field of candidates and you want to distinguish yourself and you have this built-in passionate following. So yes, that's something I'd like to look at more. I don't think it's as much of a joke as we think it is.
Dr. Wright, we got about 60 seconds. Recent polls show President Trump trailing in some swing states. It's a snapshot. Things can change. Most concerning for, you know, if I were him, is the numbers among older Americans, you know, 65 plus, which he won last time. And again, polls show Joe Biden leading right now. If you could recommend maybe one thing president could do to turn that around among older voters, what would you say?
Make them feel safe, both physically with coronavirus and economically with their life savings, and that they don't feel that the country is an unstable, unpredictable place right now. I think older voters are scared, and it's the responsibility of the president to reassure them.
Dr. Lauren A. Wright, find her on Twitter at Dr. Lauren A. Wright, laurenawright.com. She's at Princeton, too, although if you're not a student, you probably won't take her classes. Dr. Wright, have a wonderful Independence Day weekend, and thank you again for jumping on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
Appreciate it. That's Dr. Lauren A. Wright. Coming up next, Dr. G. Keith Smith, doctors leading post-COVID reforms here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com and right now save 30%. GruberHealth.com.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to Instant Style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.